It is the Abe TL Show live from the Kia Studios here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Very happy tonight to be joined by Rich Clark, Executive Director of the College Football Playoff. Rich, we are almost near the halfway point of the season. Just in general, let's start here. Are you pleased with what you've seen? And obviously, it's been a really exciting race and getting set for the committee to make some tough decisions over the next couple of months.
Yeah, Abe. Well, first, thanks for having me on your show. What an honor. But yes, I'm more than excited. I mean, as a fan, I love this first half. It's been amazing. Some incredible games. But then as the executive director of the playoff, it's really setting us up for what's going to amount to an incredible playoff, because it's wide open. And we're going to be looking at these games all the way into November and not knowing exactly how it's going to get seeded and who's going to be in the bracket, but it's going to be amazing.
Let me ask you this, because the last two Saturdays have been outstanding. Can you enjoy these games as a fan for what they are, or like on the back burner is everything like, boy, how is this going to impact the task that we have ahead of us?
So both, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to watch.
I mean, how do you not enjoy what we've seen too,
right?
That's
what I was going to say. You can't not just love it and be on the edge of your seat. Here's the hard part though. When I go to a game, like sometimes I'll go, like last week I went to the OU-Texas game, right? I can't be cheering.
Right.
I can't, you know, because I don't want anybody thinking I'm playing favors. So I'm just being cool in the game so that people don't think I'm rooting for someone. But I love it. But then on the flip side, like you said, I'm also looking at it for what does this mean for the playoff? What does this mean for the selection committee? How hard is this going to make it? Or, you know, how great is this going to make the playoff? So I look at it from a lot of different angles now, but I love it all.
You've been on the job just about 4 months now.
Right.
What is the thing that you're most proud of that you've accomplished, and maybe the challenge that you're most looking forward to tackling?
Well, I think the thing that I'm most proud of, honestly, is just being on the team. I love what my job is. I was in the Air Force for 38 years, and I used to think about war. I used to think, you know, and we have to do that. That's the job. Now I get to think about college football every day that I wake up. Whether it's about the job end of it or the fan end of it or just what we're doing, I just love being a part of it. I think the biggest challenge, though, is really just going to be getting the selections right, making it so that we get the 25 best teams ranked and then put the 12 teams into the playoff that are going to be able to fight it out on the field. But I'm excited about it. It's going to be amazing.
It's Rich Clark, the executive director of the College Football Playoff, joining me here on 92.9 The Game. So let's talk about these rankings when they do come out. Can we commit to what are the factors? What are the significant things that are being considered? And is there like an order of ranking those in terms of what matters most to the committee?
Yeah, that's a good question, Abe. So we try not to tie their hands.
Right.
You know, we don't want these committee members, and they are special, right? We have athletic directors, we have former coaches, former players, journalists, whole group of people. But what they look at is really a wide swath of things. They, of course, records matter,
sure.
Right? Wins and losses matter. But all wins and losses aren't equal. Strength of schedule is really important when we're ranking teams and looking at them. Head-to-head competition is important. Competition against common opponents, you know, teams that they both played. There's just a lot of things that go into it. We even dig into the stats. You know, what kind of, you know, yards per game are they putting out? What's their offense?
Oh,
like?
No. You're going to get analytic, bro, yelling at you guys,
man.
On the social media.
It gets crazy, right? But there's a whole bunch of data that's out there, but it's really up to these committee members to determine what do I need to be looking at right now to determine which of these teams are the best of the 25 that we need to rank.
I have a lot of different questions about the expanded field and 12 teams. I want to tell you what my favorite aspect of it is. And I am a college football junkie. I think a lot of our listeners are, but maybe not on the level that I am. I got 4 TVs. I got like a sports bar set up at home. I got all the TV packages, everything I need. I think my favorite part of knowing there's an expanded field is what it's done for the group of five. And for me, being able to discuss what Group of Five teams are doing on a week-in, week-out basis and following along and seeing where they're ranked or where they will be ranked when you guys put out your rankings. I think that's been one of the more interesting aspects of knowing that they're going to get a spot is just following along and seeing how it's going to play out between a couple of different teams that could have one loss or undefeated and how that's going to play out.
I agree 100% because you're looking at teams now that have a path into the playoff that never could have imagined it before. The fans are now tracking it, and there's yeah. a lot of teams that are still in the hunt, and it makes those games exciting. It makes it really exciting when they're playing some of the some of those big teams and seeing how they're performing, because one of them is going to get into the playoff at first as a conference champion, right?
Right.
But then there could be an at-large team. I mean, that's possible. Most likely path is a conference champion, but we're all looking at it going, who's it going to be? How's this going to play out? So I'm with you 100%.
It's Rich Clark, the executive director of the College Football Playoff. And as we talk about the Group of Five here, there's an interesting situation that could develop. And you may not want to talk about it as an Air Force fella, but Army and Navy have that weird situation where they could play in a conference championship game, potentially if they run the table undefeateds. They then also have an Army-Navy game, and I believe the college football rankings is going to have to figure out how to deal with potentially back-to-back games. Is that something you guys have already talked about? Is it too far in the future to digest and figure out? Because I know the timeline gets tricky at that point with seedings and rankings and stuff.
Yeah, we've already had to deal with that. So the Army-Navy game happens after
right.
selection weekend. And the blanket rule is any game that happens after selection weekend will not have an impact on selection. So that game won't have an impact.
Okay.
Now, here's the scenario, though. Army-Navy play in the American Athletic Conference Championship because they both make
right.
it to the championship.
Yeah.
One of them wins. One of them then is among the five highest-ranked conference champions, and
right.
they get into the playoff. Then the next weekend they play, and that team that got into the championship loses.
Right.
People go, do you take them out? No, because that game does not count towards the playoff. What they did in the conference championship is what would have gotten them in, and they will stay in.
A lot of people felt heading into this season, knowing that there's going to be an expanded field, it would take away from the regular season. Maybe it would water down some of the games and losses wouldn't mean as much. I obviously know that I feel it's had the exact opposite effect. I think you've got more teams that remain involved. You got teams and fan bases that feel like with a couple breaks, they can get in and make a run. I think it's actually made it more interesting. Maybe not just the teams up top. I think those teams are always going to be important, but like there's a group of teams probably down to 22, 23 right now in their current rankings. Eight people, I know you guys will have your own. They all still feel like they have a shot, though.
I agree. They do, because we've seen some unexpected games already this season. People or teams that have won that you never thought could win against other teams that you never thought could have lost, right? And that potential is still there. So I think all the way into late November, we're going to have 20 teams, that we're still going, all right, one of these could bump up into that 12 seed bracket, and we could see them get in there. So it's going to be really, really interesting right up to the end, I think.
It is Rich Clark, Executive Director of the College Football Playoff, joining us here on 92.9 The Game. Obviously, it ends right here in Atlanta, and there's a lot of things going on around the game. As you would with any bowl game, you have a fan fest. But for national championship, it's like fan fest plus. It's like really taking to the next step. I know there's a road race that I particularly am a little
right.
bit excited about. And I'm going to try and sign up, make sure I get the morning off and take care of business. But what else can you tell me about what's going on? I know there's musical guests and just a lot of fun stuff. I mean, it is really done big here in Atlanta.
Well, first I'll say Atlanta knows how to throw some big events, right? And Atlanta's the only city that will have hosted the playoff or the championship twice. You hosted it in 2018, and you're the only repeat city
yeah.
that we've had. So you know how to do this, and it's going to be spectacular. Some of the things that are around it, though, because every fan is not going to be able to go to the game, but we want them to have a touch point somewhere in this whole event that we're calling National Championship. So you're going to have a concert. There's going to be a taste of the championship where Atlanta chefs are going to be able to display their cuisine. You're going to have the 5 and 10K runs. So there's going to be things, fan fest, all kinds of stuff that's going to be going on that people can just come, enjoy, get a flavor of what's going on with the championship. And if they can't go to the game, they can go home and watch it, and they've still had that touch point. But Atlanta does it right, and it's going to be a great event. The whole thing and all the surrounding activities, it's going to be really, really good.
There's also a lot of beneficiaries from the event being held here in Atlanta. Of course, nationally, but also locally, the CFP Foundation really stepping up to aid the local communities and, in fact, statewide this time.
Right, yeah, that... the CFP Foundation is really amazing, and it's been around since the beginning of the CFP, so a decade. And over that time, $80 million back to teachers, back to the schools that produce these athletes that are going out there and playing this game. So we're really proud of that. This year, we're going to be focused here in Atlanta, but also all throughout Georgia. And we'll give money to teachers. We'll be able to do some makeovers over some schools and help some things out there. And it's just a great, great philanthropic opportunity for us. But we love it. It helps teachers. Teachers have helped us all. And it's just our chance to give back.
Rich Clark, the executive director of the College Football Playoff. A couple more moments here on 92.9 The Game. Give me a little leash with this question.
All
because
right.
I maybe you don't mind comparisons, but... with the NCAA basketball tournament, mm-hmm. and there's a much larger field, and they have a lot of things to consider, but they tell us that they don't have storylines built into where their seedings are, stuff like that. Now, they also, because of the size of the field, the potential amount of teams from each conference, have a situation where teams can't meet until a certain point in depth into that tournament. For you guys, when you're ranking and you're seeding, is there a goal to avoid any immediate rematches or conference matchups when breaking out your 1 through 12?
Yeah, that is a really good question. So that the straight answer is no. We will rank the top 25 best teams. Then we will seed them 1 through 12 according to the five highest-ranked champions and the seven at-large teams that will fill in the rest of that 12 seeding. And then they go into the bracket very, very directly. We won't change anything, even if there's a rematch.
Yeah.
You might see teams that play three times. They play in the regular season.
Right.
Then they play in the conference championship. Then they play again in the playoff. If that's how it rolls out, that's how it's going to happen. So there will be no reseeding once the seeding is done initially and the bracket is set. So we're not going to be avoiding any games. It's going to happen how it happens.
How difficult has it been, and how difficult does it continue to be as the landscape of college football continues to adjust? You got, obviously, expansion and realignment. You got conferences maybe talking about alliances, stuff like that. How much do you guys have to stay on top of that as you consider, not just for this year, obviously this year's kind of set, but moving forward, changes you guys may have to make with the college football playoff?
Yeah, it's really important that we keep an eye and understand the changes that are happening in college football. Even though they're not directly impacting the playoff, they indirectly impact all of us and the whole sport. And so we want to make sure that we're on top of it, that we're sensitive to the things that our conference commissioners, our athletic directors, our coaches, our student athletes, and what they have to deal with to be able to play these games, and make sure that we're doing things that are going to enhance the sport and help the sport move forward and be a great sport for America for years to come. So we do keep our eyes on that. And it's a complicated environment right now. There's some things that are changing every day, and we just need to be on top of it so that we're flowing with it and helping this sport stay relevant to the country.
I think I probably know the answer to this, but I want to hear it from you anyways. But one of the concerns, I guess, about the expanded playoff was the impact it would have on the student athletes. You got teams that are potentially going to play four games more than they would be playing, and that's including if they were already in their conference championship game, potentially fifth. Is there any concern there, or is there any thought towards that? And how do you maybe help protect these kids as they pick up a workload of games?
Yeah, that's a great question, Abe. And the conference commissioners actually took that into consideration to a point. You're right. It's going to extend the season, and there's added games. That's hard on an athlete's body. It's a lot of time. But You know, we have added some, I'll say there's a break from selection week to the first round. There's some time in between there. It's not a lot of time.
Unless you're Army or Navy, I guess.
Well, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. You got me on that one. But there's a little bit of time in between, a little bit of recovery time.
Yeah.
Then you have some teams that are going to get the bye. Those top four seeded teams will get a bye week. So there's some time built in, but there's no question it's hard on the student athletes. But I will tell you this. I played for the Air Force Academy 40 years ago.
Yeah.
We were ranked 8th and 5th in the coaches poll, 8th in the UPI. If this playoff had been around then, we would have been in it.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'd have played 20 games to have this opportunity, you know. And that doesn't make it that much better, but what I do know is that those student athletes are ready to play, that they're ready to compete for a national championship, and I think we give them that opportunity. It's something that we're going to look at, though. We'll always step back after the playoff happens, look back and go, okay, what went well and what didn't, and what changes do we need to make? And that's obviously one of the things we'll look at. How can we help give a little bit of relief, if it's necessary, to those student athletes and the coaches?
And final question, and I so much appreciate the time. It's Rich Clark, Executive Director of the College Football Playoff. What is the thing over the next 4 or 5 months that you are just most looking forward to, whether it's personally with enjoyment of the lead up or from the committee perspective? Like, what is the thing that you think when this year is over you're going to be most proud of?
Well, I'm just looking forward to the execution of the playoff, the whole series, just to see it flow smoothly, because our team at CFP, we're based in Dallas. We have been working really hard on this for some time to make sure that this playoff goes without a hitch and that America sees it and goes, man, that was spectacular.
Yeah.
That the student athletes have the experience of their lives. We want to see that happen. And when that championship game happens and the last tick of the clock occurs, whoever wins or loses, I just want everybody to go, that was amazing, and that was good for college football and every athlete that participated in it.
I do have a half question follow up here, because you guys are providing us something that we have not had before in college football, and that is playoff games in home environments. Yes. That has got to be something that you guys are so wildly excited for, because I know the fan base has been wanting that, but to get those games of that significance at home, you're going to have the largest crowds in some of those buildings' history, the loudest crowds in some of those buildings' history, and that's because of the playoff. That's pretty darn cool.
You are so right. That first round on those campuses is going to be spectacular. And like you said, for some of those schools, it's going to be the biggest game they had in their history.
Yeah.
But I think that the pageantry, the excitement, the passion, it all starts there. You can't kick off a playoff better than that. And so I think that's going to be the highlight. And as you mentioned, we haven't seen that before, but we're going to see it this year, and it's going to be awesome.
Rich Clark of the College Football Playoff, Executive Director, thank you so much for joining us here on 92.9 The Game.
Thank you, Abe. It was great talking to you, and thanks for what you do for college football.
Absolutely. 92.9 The Game tonight rolls on in about 5 minutes on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.